Vayter in Shas. We are in Daf Dalet, picking up on Gimel Beis by the bottom of the page. Four lines up from the bottom. First words on the line. Last time on Shas, we were talking about the fact about doing Charisha on the month before Shemitah. Plowing is a problem, and we learn it from Halacha Moshe Misinai. The fact the Gemara really, you tell me that's a Hilchasa, it's Halacha Moshe Misinai. Quite new. I disagree. It's actually a pasuk. We learned from a pasuk at the time. We learned in the Mishnah, "Becharis of a katzu tishbos." The full pasuk is "Sheishes yamim tavod v'yom shvi tishbos v'charis of a katzu tishbos." 6 days of the week you shall work, and the seventh you should be a day you shall stop. You're not allowed to work. And then it goes on to add "Becharis plowing of a katzu and reaping tishbos you should rest." So now Rabbi Akiva comes in, he explains from the following idea. He says, listen, first of all, let's understand the fact that that seemingly can't be talking about Shabbos, because we already know that from the first part of the Pasuk. Rabbi Akiva goes even further. He says, don't think that this is talking about for Shemitah. We also have a Pasuk which says that during Shemitah, you're not allowed to do these things. You're not allowed to be involved with your field, you should not plant, and your karim, your vineyard, don't go out and don't prune. Ela charishel shel erev shvius. It must be we're talking about what? Plowing an erev shvius. Beep, turn the page. Daftal shenichnas shvius, that enters into shmita itself. Rashi says kol sheyeshel dekanes shvius she'aser lachos lefnei Rosh Hashanah. It's going to be usher to do even beforehand. So it's talking about doing charisha before Shemitah starts, which is going to help this part, it's going to help Shemitah. The Katsir shall Shvias, Shias and Lamotse Shvias, and the Katsir is talking about the idea of Katsira, of reaping the stuff that grew on Shemitah during the seventh year that goes into Motse Shemitah Shvias, to go ahead and to make sure you give it the same Kedusha. Rabbi Shmuel Omer Shoah comes in, he explains an amazing idea, something we're maybe not used to. And he says, no, ma charish rishus, just like charish is the only iser, is to do something which is a rishus, you're only to do an iser of plowing when it's something which you're not chayev to be doing. So af katzir rishus, so to kitzira, reaping is also to do if it is a rishus. A yatza, but it's coming to exclude ketzir ha-omer shi mitzvah. The ketzir ha-omer, that Rashi says, mukter litzor b'shabbos. You're allowed to do kotzer. You can actually go ahead and reap on Shabbos itself. Shi mitzvah, that itself is a mitzvah. Rashi says, afa pisha matzah kotzer, kotzer. The ba'inan ketzira l'shma. You have to go ahead and cut for the omer, for the carbon omer. That's been l'shma. Afal im matzah chorish, in chorish. If you found that the field already charished, there's no such thing. You have to go ahead and you have to do charisha, lishma. There's no such a thing. So that's what's coming to tell you. But the point is that we saw from the Tanakama, we saw that who is speaking up over there, Rabbi Akiva, that this whole discussion that we wanted to say that doing charisha within 30 days is halacha Moshe Misinai, it's not true. We see it's actually a pasuk. If that's the case, then we have a bit of a problem. Because yesterday's daf, we left off with the fact that Rabbi Gamliel and his beis din came along and they nullified the fact that they did it from Pesach and Shavuos and allowed you to go all the way until 30 days before. But now that we said that this 30 days before thing is from Pesukim, that means Halacha L'Moshe Misinai actually goes back to Pesach and Shavuos. If it goes back to Pesach and Shavuos, then how could it be that Rabbi Gamliel and his people are going ahead and being mevatel? We know in beis din, and they clearly aren't greater than Bisham and Bis Hillel. Elam Rav Yitzchak, if it's a Rav Nachman or Yitzchak, ki gemiri hilchasa l'misha yolda. No, he says, listen, really what it is that Halacha L'Moshe Misinai is to allow you to go ahead and deal with these saplings, with these issue of the saplings, and you could work those things. But cry l'misra zekena, the pasuk is coming to Aser, the zakena, the stronger trees, the ones that don't need to be tended to. Saplings you could deal with up until Rosh Hashanah, but the stronger trees, you have to wait, you have to stop 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. And then, Rashi points out, also be shama, every hill of a gozer, and Pesach, and they extend it until then. The kevan, the hilchasa, the mishrei, says the Gemara, hold on a second, let's knock that out. We're going to knock it off now. The kevan, the hilchasa, the mishrei, yoda, lav mamela zakena asira. If we have the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai is coming to allow you to go and work with the saplings, then mamela we can figure out that the strong ones, they're going to be usher. I don't need to have something explicit to say that, a pasuk to tell me that. So it must be saying something else. Ela hilchasa l'Rabbi Shmuel. Rather, it must be that this whole idea of starting before Shemitah is learned out according to Rabbi Yishmael. He says that it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. And cry the Rabbi Akiva. If you recall, Rabbi Yishmael says that the whole shtickle of a charish of a katsir tishbos is talking about the actual Shabbos, the whole shtickle that you can go ahead and there is a katsir that you're allowed to do on Shabbos. And therefore, we're left over to tell you, you have halacha l'moshe m'sinai to tell you the other dinim. But Rabbi Akiva doesn't learn that. He uses the psukim. Now, we could say that Rabbi Gamliel is coming and getting rid of the idea of Bishal and Bishal shtickle because of the fact that they made the Tanai could do that. Now, says the Gemara, Rav Yochanan Amar, he says, Rabbi Gamliel, Beis Dinam, Midar Raisa Batilhu. He says, we're even getting rid of the entire thing altogether on a Dar Raisa level, which is a wawa weewa, very intense. They're getting rid of even the 30 days. You could do it up until Rosh Hashanah itself, my time. What's Pshat? How could they go ahead and get rid of a Doraisa law? What's happening? Says, no, they have a Gezer Shava. Gomer Shabbos, Shabbos, me Shabbos Bereishis. What does that mean, Shabbos Bereishis? It just means as opposed to Shemitah. Don't think we're talking about Shemitah here. We're talking about the regular thing called Shabbos that comes every week. Regular. Chas v'shalom, anything but regular. But anyway, Gomer Shabbos, Shabbos, me Shabbos Bereishis, Gezer Shava from Shabbos Bereishis. Malahal and Hiasura. Just like over there, it's Aser. Talking about when we went, talking about Shabbos, that we know. But lefanel, ulecharea mutarin, right? You can't do malacha on Shabbos, but before Shabbos, and after Shabbos, you can. Afkan, so to hear in the pasuk talking about Shabbos, meaning Shemitah, not Shabbos bereishis, meaning Shemitah. Afkan, he asur, it's going to be asur, but lefanel, charea mutarin. It's going to be mutar before and after. So we have a gezira shavah to come and tell us that really there should be no issue whatsoever of doing it before Shemitah, this 30-day shtickle. Maskifler Vashi, he comes and says, hold on 1 second. Ma dame hilchasa, according to one, it says that this is halacha l'moshe m'sinai. Are you telling me, asa gzira shava akra hilchasa? Can a gzira shava come and knock off halacha l'moshe m'sinai? Ma dame kra, the one who says that it's a psukim, that the pasuk tells us that 30 years before you get a stop. Asa gzira shava akra kra, a gzira shava come and just get rid of a straightforward pasuk? Can't be that that's the case. Ela, Amar Vashi, he comes and he says, Rabbi Gamliel be'ez dino savri luk Rabbi Yishmael. Dame hilchasa gemirla. They hold like Rabbi Yishmael. That it's halacha l'moshe m'sinai that you got to stop 30 days before. V'chi gemir chasa, and when is the halacha taught? When does that actually come into play? Rashi says v'chi shara ben Gamliel. Hold on 1 second, sorry. And when is it that comes into play? Bizman shebeis hamikdash kaim, at the time the beis hamikdash exists. Dumya de nisach hamayim. If we remember, we spoke about the three different halacha l'moshe m'sinai, and one of them was a nisach hamayim. It's the stuff that was done on Sukkot, and we know that when is that true? This is only when they have the Beis Hamikdash. Of a Bezman, Shein Beis Hamikdash Kaim, when you don't have the Beis Hamikdash, lo, it doesn't apply. And therefore, they're able to go out and knock it out. Rashi says, Ki Gimir Yuchas, a Bezman, Shein Beis Hamikdash Kaim, V'chishar Rabban Gamliel Beis Dino, when do they go and knock it off? Bezman, Shein Beis Hamikdash Kaim, when you don't have the Beis Hamikdash, and that's how he's able to go ahead and get rid of the entire thing. Okay, period. We're now on to the next part of the Mishnah. Ava, lo, mimei agisham, lo, mimei akilim. We know you're not allowed to go ahead and you can't water the field on Chol HaMoed. You can't do it from mei gishamim, rainwater, or mei kilon, or from water that is in a well. Now, says the Gemara, Bishlam mikil, I understand you can't do it from water since it's a well, because ikur tichur yisera. To get a bucket, lower it into the well, pull it out, carry it, that's a big tircha, and therefore you can't do that. Ela mei gishamim, my tircha yiko. What tircha is there in mei gishamim, in rainwater, when they have this stuff which is filled up? We said rainwater is, they had all this stuff, all these areas where they had these different, not a well, but like a gathering area, like a cistern, which they would go ahead and it would gather all the water in. And so now we said, you're not allowed to do it. How come? If I make shaman, my tircha ika, what tircha is there? In other words, there shouldn't be any issue over here. What we do is just go ahead and make a little like line in the ground from the cistern up until the area in the field that you want, and let the water go and go over there. It's not like you're digging deep into the area. So what's the problem? Says Gemara, I'm Rabbi Loi, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Two different opinions. I'm sorry, no, first time we're over there. He says, Gezira, me gishamim atu me kilon. He says, it's a Gezira. If we let you do it from the cistern, you're going to come doing it from the well also. Rav Ashi says, no, me gishamim gufayu lidei me kilon asu. The me gishamim itself, the area where they kept the rainwater, eventually, if you take out enough water, it's going to itself become like a well, and then that's going to be a problem. So therefore, you're not allowed to do it altogether. So that's the Gemara, v'kamifli bid Rav Zera. This is the machlokas within Rav Zera. Let's say you have a nahar is a stream, and it grabs its water from where? From an agam, from a pond. That's where it gets it from. It comes from this pond, and this has in it, Rashi says, me agamim avida de paske. Okay, we're going to see that right now. Mutter lahaskos. We have that this water which is coming from these ponds. Mutter lahaskos mehem becholos moed. You let it go ahead and water from becholos moed. And we're not worried. Maybe it's going to stop the water from the agamim is going to stop, and that you're going to come to do some tircha and bring from the nahar. We're not worried of such a thing. Mutter lahaskos mehem becholos moed. Mar islei de Rav Zera. So it seems, what does that mean? That one must hold like Rav Zera. Umar leslei de Rav Zera. One doesn't hold Rav Zera. Rav Ashi had said that the issue is, you know what's going to happen, is that the Migishamim themselves end up being a May Kilon, right? The rainwater is going to eventually go lower and lower and lower until it's going to end up being a well, and that's going to be the problem. We see over here the statement of Rav Zera that he says that if you have water that's coming from Agamim, from the pond, you're allowed to water from it because we're not worried that it's going to actually run out of water. Must be that he agrees with him. Mar Isle the Rav Zera, that's Rav Ashi, agrees. Umar Leslie the Rav Zera, who says there's nothing to do with that, it's going to become or not going to become, but we're worried Zera Utter, you're going to come do something else. So now the Gemara jumps into the world of Rav Zera over here and tries to understand it. Gufa, I'm Rav Zera, I'm a Rabbi Yirmi, I'm Shimon. The harvest of Oshka Mayim and Agamim, you have these streams of water that are they're grabbing the water, they're drawing the water from different ponds. Mutter lahaskos mehem b'chol shemoyed, is mutter to do it. Now, Esver, Rav Yirmi of Zer, Rav Yirmi asks a kasha. He says, hold on. Avalo mimei agashamim velo mimei kilon. Just like we learned in our Mishnah, pretty straight up, that it says you're not allowed to go ahead and you can't go ahead and take from rainwater, you can't take from the mei kilon because we're worried maybe the water is going to go lower and you're going to come to do the tirchei seira. You should have the same problem over here also. Amalei is back. Yirmiyah Bari, Yirmiyah, my son. Hani agamim de Bavel kamay de laposkami. These agamim, these ponds that come from Bavel, they're like water which doesn't end up ending. We're never worried that that's not going to happen. Yes, in the Mishnah makes sense. You're talking about the Mekilo and the Megishamim, but over here we're talking about the spring water that's coming, this water, the streams that are coming from the ponds. The water never ends. Viter Tana Rabban on something similar ideas. Apsikus fabrichos in ismalu mayim erev yomtiv. Rashi says these are the same thing. Chad milsi, psikos and brechos. So these pools of water, or water goes and fills up over there. So if you have they get filled up with water before yomtiv, aser lahashkos mehen b'chol shemoyed. You're not allowed to go ahead and use it on chol shemoyed, because we're worried that what's going to happen is going to run out. It's going to become like a well, and you're going to have to start doing tirchei seira. But if you have amas amayim, which is an ama, the water, the how do you say it again? There's a word for it, like a furrow that is like an ama by an ama that you had water flowing through it. It's this channel of water. If you have water that's coming through it, then it's going to be mutter, and it means that it's coming, that source is coming from some sort of spring. Then it's mutter because you're not worried if it ends up one getting it gets used up, you have the other one over there. Amar Papa, Papa says, "V'hu sherubel shel osa sada shose me'osa amas hamayim." That's only if you're able to water a majority of the field with the stuff that's in there. Rashi spells that and he says, "Sheyachal haskos rova sada b'pamachas," at one time, osa amas hamayim from that channel of water. Aval im inu yachal haskos b'pamachas, if you can do it one time, osa amas hamayim rov shel sada, the majority of the field, inu mashke mipsekos mebechos, you can't do it from these water sources, because Dilma Mafsik also, maybe it's going to end up stopping. Rav Ashi, he says, no. Afal Pisha Ein Ruba Shalosa Sada Shosa, even though the majority of it can end up having it at one time, given the call Moshchav Asya, since the water is constantly coming through there, Mimar will say, Ilo Shasi Lechad Yoma, if I don't do it in one day, then Tishila Treya Tlasi Yomi. So I ended up getting, you know, losing out the source of water because I use it all, but I'll just do it over 2 days or over 3 days, and I'm not worried about it. I'm not going to come to go ahead and do a tircha and start bringing out from another place. It's not a problem. Tana Rabbanan, Brecha Shenotefes Mayim Mistei Beis Ashlochin Zu. Mutashkos Menu Mistei Sade Beis Ashlochin Acheres. Rashi explains you have two different sados beis hashlochen. So you have one on top of a field and one a little bit lower down, also on that a field on top of a mountain, a little bit lower down the mountain, another field over there. And you have a spring which is opening up onto the top one, no problem. You could water from there, beis hashlochen, mashkin beis hashlochen, first Mishnah. And then the water drips down to the next field, which is lower, into this little pool that's in between the two of them. And you can go and you can water from there because the stuff is dripping into it, Rashi says, and you're not worried that it's going to end. And it's going to stop. They're going to come doing some sort of tichur sera. So if a brechus tefas mayim mistei beis hashlachan zu mutal haskus mimenu, so the beis hashlachan acheres another one. This is nishkan a problem. We're not worried. I valivido the pasca. We're worried about the fact that it's going to stop, and therefore it's going to stop. What's going to happen? You're going to have to go ahead and grab a bucket, and that's going to be a problem. The water is still dripping, like we mentioned. Since it's still dripping, we're not worried. Rashi says mi beis hashlachan gavol tocha brecha the vadi. Clearly, the water didn't stop because it's dripping in. That's only in a case when the spring that's on the top field didn't stop. But if you see that that stopped, even if it's still dripping, it's going to be a problem. Tanya, we learned in a brisa, Rabbi Shimon Maaseh Omer, shtei arugos zulam alam bezuv. You have two arugos. Aruga is like a row of things that you're growing. So you have one that's above the other. Lo yadlam in a tachton of yashkas alion. You can't take from like a pitcher, fill up a pitcher, and go and take from the bottom one and lift it up and bring it to the top field. Yoser al kain, yes, I can, even if it's on the same field, but it's just a drop higher. Yoser al kain, Rabbi Elazar bar Shimon, I feel aruga achas chetzin, nomach chetzin al gvo, even if it's one aruga, and it's going slowly down, so you have a little bit lower and a little bit higher. Lo yadlam makam, nomach viyashka lamakam gvo, you can't take from a lower place, fill up a bucket and go bring it to a higher place. And now we're going to see an interesting din, which we're going to argue on and bring Rias to argue on, and then we're going to come back to it full circle and say, no, it really was what we thought originally. Tanarabanan, madlin lirakos kadei lochon. You're allowed to go ahead and be madlin, and that's going to be the question of your, what does it mean, madlin? Rashi says, mashu mashu dola mayim umashka. It means that you take water in a bucket and then you mashke lirakos, you pour it onto the vegetables, kadei lochon becholo shamoi, to eat it. On Chol HaMoed. Do you want to help it to grow better, the stuff that you're going ahead and you're going to be eating on Chol HaMoed? And therefore, and the reason why you're pouring on it is to keep it geschmack. Geschmack to be a pickle, right? So you want to go and pour it on there. V'imbishvili afosan aser. But the reason you want to do it is in order to make it better, that's going to be aser. Rashi says, yigdilu ayurakos aser darvachi, because it's harvacha. If you just want to do it so you can eat it and make it delicious, that's fine, but you can't do it for that. Ravina, there's story time to bring this out. Ravina v'rabba tosfa, havaka azli be'archa, they're once walking along the road. Chazul hugav, the havadeli davle b'chol shemoid, the morda. So there was a guy who was filling up a bucket with water and going ahead and pouring it on his veggies. Amalei Rabba Tosfa Ravina, he says to him, Lesi Malashamti, put that guy in Chayrim. Look what he's doing in Chol HaMoed. Amalei says to him, what do you mean? V'atani Melech Tana Brisa, Madalini Yerokos Kedei Lochon. You're allowed to do this. Then the Brisa says you could fill up a bucket and to pour it on it. So Amalei Rav Tosfa says back to him, he says, what? Mi Savar Demai Madlin Madlin Mai. Did you think Madlin meant Madlin Mai? You can go and pick up water? It can't be that that's the case. Mai. Beep, turn the page. Rather, what does it actually mean when we say that? When we say madlin, what is the lashon of madlin? Dalam abeis, my madlin, shlufe. It actually means shlufe. It says Rashi, what does that mean, shlufe? It means kishayarkos or tsufin, notalehen mi beintayim laochlan, mutter liaposan usser. If you have a whole bunch of vegetables that are right next to each other, you're allowed to take a bunch from in between them in order to eat them. That's mutter, to make them better. Usser bishvili aposan usser. To make them look beautiful, but it doesn't mean water. All it means is that you're taking out the stuff so it can be more delicious. Kedatanish, we learned in the Mishnah, Hamedil Gefunim. Someone who's Medil, which means he's pulling out different vines of his stuff. Because why? Because they're too much together. And since there's too much together, Rashi says, Tolish be Gefunim, Sheishnam be Yachad Yosem Midai. You have too many all together. So it's eating up all the nutrients one to the next. And you want them to be able to grow Geshmaka grapes. So what you do is you take out a bunch of that. Once the stuff is left, it ends up being a lot better. Hamedil. Just like he can do for himself, he can do for aniyim. For poor people also, you can do that also. It's not a problem. That's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Mir Omer, no, you only do it for yourself. You're not allowed to do it for the aniyim, because aniyim would rather it actually be. They'd rather more grapes that are less quality than less grapes that are better quality. The point is, nonetheless, that we see that the Lashon HaMidl doesn't mean to pour, to fill up a bucket and pour on it, in which case you should put them in Cheirim. It means to pull out the vegetables. Amalei says back, V'otanya, we have a brisa that says straight up, Madlin Mayim Lirakos Kedelchon, uses the Lashon of Madlin, and it says Mayim, water, in order to go ahead and to put on the vegetables, in order to eat it. So Amalei says, okay, Itanya, Tanya, if you have a brisa that says it, you have a brisa that says it. I guess don't put them in Cheirim. Next part of the Mishnah says, Ve'inos in Ugios L'Gefanim, you can't go and make Ugios L'Gefanim. My Ugios, what's Ugios? Amar Rav Yehuda, Banke, it's Banke. Oh, Shkoyach, very nice. Now, what do we learn they are? It means the things that you dig around the shrushim, the roots of the grapevine, in order for the water to go ahead and be over there. Tanya Namiyach, if a brisa says, Elohim Ugios, what's Ugios? Bedidin Shebe Ikre Zesim, Shebe Ikre Gefanim. These are these things that you dig around the roots of the olive tree and around the roots of the grapevines. In fact, is it really true? That's what it's talking about. Vaharav, Rav Yehuda Shari Levi Bar Tzisai Lemevad Banki LeKarmeim. He says he allowed them to do these things. So you said you're not allowed to. Here he says you are allowed to. He says Lo Kasha Ha Bechadati Ha Batiki. The Mishnah is saying you can't make new ones. Ha Batiki. That's Rav Yehuda. He says old ones you're allowed to go and fix up. If they got a little ruined, that's not a problem because it's very soft stuff. It's not considered like a tircha. But to make a new one is hard. That's going to be more of a tircha tasser. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Omer Enos, and Amr Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, you're not allowed to make an Amr L'chatchil, you can't make this new water canal shtickle on Chol HaMoed and on Shemitah. Says the Gemara, Bishlam HaMoed, we understand why you can't do it on Chol HaMoed, Mishum Dekatar, because it's Tircha. El Shvias, my time, what's the issue of doing it during Shvias? There's no issue of Tircha. So what's the problem? So Plibar of Zerav, Rabbi Abba Bar Mamu. Chad Amr one says, Mipnei Shinirka Oder. The reason why you're not allowed to do it on Shemitah is because it looks like you're doing Oder. Oder is hoeing, which is affecting the land and making the land better. So that's a problem. Chad Amr one says, Mipnei Shemachshir Agapel is real. What you're doing is you're setting it up and you're preparing the stuff right on the edges of where you do it to be able to go and plant things. Because when you go ahead and you dig it out and you put the dirt on the side of the area where you just dug out, what you end up having is you have this soft dirt that can now be planted with, and that's a problem on Shemitah. My Benayah, what's the difference? Both of them, you're not allowed to do it. You give Benayah to call Asamaya Basrei, where water comes immediately, like as you're doing it, water is flowing in. So then the water is Mochiach. Says the Gemara, Manta, Amr Mepenei Shemachshag Pelagzria, one who says that you're being Machshag Pelagzria, which means you're now making it that it's good for planting. Ika, so then that's still going to be a problem. Oh, there looks like you're hoeing Lekka. There's no issue because clearly the water that's flowing in over there is showing you that's not the case. Rashi says the Ha'asimaya of Oder Lekka Mayim. When you're hoeing, there's no water over there. Lekach lo dami lo. There shouldn't be any problem according to him. In fact, the Gemara Ulamad Amar Peneshin Yerka Oder one says it looks like it's Oder Lechishnesh Machzor Pelixria. Why shouldn't he be worried for the other person's reason that hey, aren't you making it that it's good for planting on the sides? So what are you going to do? How are you going to deal with that? In other words, according to him, even if water comes in, so you say, okay, it's mochiach, but still you set up stuff on the side that now the soft dirt over there can go out and be planted. So how are you going to deal with that issue? Ella, Ike ben Ayos, we say, really, what's the issue? Inichinami's be maskim that. So what is the issue? The difference between them, the koshakil minei, vishadi lebrai. We're talking about a case where you go ahead and you dig into it and you take the dirt. Instead of putting it on the side, you just chuck it. When you chuck it, what ends up happening is it doesn't end up going in one place. It gets like a fuzzer all over the place, and therefore it can't be used to plant anymore. So, Lamanda, Amr Pnei Shemach Shah Pelig's Real, when it says you're setting up to be able to plant, Lekka, there's no issue. Lamanda, Amr Pnei Shemach Shah, oh, there, it looks like hoeing Ika, then there would be an issue. Assuming that there's no water over there. In fact, the Gemara Lamanda Amar Bnei Shemach Shagapel Israel says, okay, we have a problem because you're going ahead and you're setting up dirt over there to be able to go ahead and plant. Why didn't you say Lechus Mevshiner Ka Oder? Why didn't you say because of Oder? That there's a problem of hoeing. So the question according to him would be that even if you dug it in and you threw the dirt very far away, it should still be a problem for the other one's issue. Says the Gemara, Oder Nami, Inachinami, I'm sorry. He says, oh, there's not a problem here either. Oder nami. Why? Because ki kashakil beduchte manachle. Hoeing, the way you do it is you dig into the ground and then you put it right back where it was. You're just softening up the ground. And the fact that the person is putting on the side, it means that it clearly doesn't look like hoeing. The way that he taught our actual Mishnah was, he's masni. You know why Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says you're not allowed to do it? Mipnei Shenirka Oder. He says the reason you can't make this Amasamayim is because it looks like Oder. Wow, that's pretty straightforward. Now, this ends up making a kasha for another reason, which we didn't discuss. V'kasha lead Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Elazar. Now we end up having a problem with Elazar ben Azariah on Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Because our Mishnah comes and he says that a person is allowed to go to make an Amasamayim because it looks like it's Oder, like it's hoeing. Is it really true that if it looks like a hoy, it's going to be aser? Or a minute we looked at, well, it's actually a Mishnah and Shavuos, seemingly that's not the case. Pretty straightforward. Osa adam is zivla otzer. A person's allowed to make his zevel, his fertilizer. He's allowed to place it otzer, meaning he's allowed to pile it up together. Rashi says, Shemachnitz kol zivla b'shavuos b'sadeh. You could say, you put it all in this field. And no one's going to say, like, oh, you're being zavel, you're sadeh and shavuos. You're fertilizing your field. Not worried, you're just stacking it all together. Mayor says, Aser, Hachi Yamik Shloshet Tvachim, unless you dig in three Tvachim to the ground. Oh, Hachi Yagbiya Shloshet Tvachim, or you raise it up three Tvachim, so it looks like it's different. You don't look like you're doing some sort of Zevel. You're not being Mezavel. Hayulo Davar Muat, if you only had a little bit of Zevel there, a little bit of fertilizer that was there before Shemitah started, it was already there. Rashi says, Ba'osa Sada, Kodem Shvias, Mosavel of Zevel, Vaholich Beshvias, Vain. You wouldn't have to go and be mamik it. Just add to it. And that's what it says. Most of a love a holich. Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria Oser. It says you're not allowed to do it. Achi yamik shlosha. Unless you go and you dig in three. Oh, achi yagbiya shlosha. You lift out of three. Oh, achi yitain alasela. Unless you put it on some sort of rock. But hold on one second. Shouldn't you be worried? Didn't we say that he's worried that if a person goes ahead and they start digging into a field that looks like Oder, and therefore it's an issue over here, it seems to be that's not the case. What are you going to do with this? Says Gemara, so Vikasha, Elizabeth, and Zion himself. Our Mishnah seems to be saying someone goes in and makes an Amas HaMayim, they're going to think that what you're doing is you're hoeing and it's a problem. We see over here, somebody looks like hoeing, it's not a problem. Rav Zeirev, Rabbi Abraham will answer it up. Chadam or Kigon Shehemik. One says we're talking about a case where it was already Hemik. It doesn't mean that Rabbi Elizabeth Mazariah says you're allowed to put the Zevel there if you right now are mamik it, but it means it's already done before and you have a pre-hemicked area. It's already dug out. And it was already before Shemitah started. V'chad Amar Zivlo Mochich. Everyone says, no. Yes, we are worried about the fact that something looks like hoeing, but the fact that you put Zevel in there right away, you fill it up with fertilizer, and you start stockpiling your fertilizer there, that itself is showing you that that's not the problem over here. Okay, Zuck, the next part of the Mishnah. Umisaknes amekol kolos b'mori, you let go fix up the things that get messed up on mori. That means if you have this amas hamayim, this little flow of one amma by one amma deep that's in the ground, there's like little canals that you can like jump over. And if you have over there, you can fix it up if it gets messed up. Mamekol kolos, what does that mean? The classic size of an amma was one amma of amma samayim was one amma by one amma. It was a width of an amma and a depth of an amma. An amma is six tefachim. So if Abba says, let's say it was amma tefach, it was only one tefach deep because it got filled up with chareften. Then mamidal shish tefachim, you could bring it back to its former glory by digging in and making it up to six. So we have a 1-6 ratio. So now the Gemara wants to know on a 1-6 ratio, what's going to be the din? Pshita, if you have chatzi tefach al shosh tefachim, which is 1-6, kevin de lo avar maya lo klumu. We know that it's not good to have only three tefachim deep. That doesn't really flow so nicely, and therefore you wouldn't be allowed to go and fix it from a chatzi tefach to shosh tefachim because you're not really doing anything, so it's a tircha for nothing. Tvachayim al shnei masar, let's say you have two tefach deep, when really originally it was 12 deep, and that's a 1-6 ratio. So you're allowed to go ahead and dig it down to 12 to what it originally was? No. The katarach tircha yisera, low. That's too much tircha, so you can't do that. Tvachayim al shiva mahu, but what about if it's dug in two, and the original was seven? So if it's really the original, let's say a case of it's 1-6, and now it's 2-7. In both cases, you're going to be digging five. So what's the din? Are you allowed to do it or not? Hacha chamisha kamamik. In this case, since I'm doing chamisha, so therefore, v'hacha chamisha kamamik, here I'm also doing only five, and therefore it should be fine. Odilma, kevin de'ika tefach yisera. When it comes to the seven, you don't need seven. You only need six to make it flow nicely. And then if you do seventh, it'll be a problem to do such a thing. Ika tefei, there's too much tirchovir. Teku, we got to wait for Messiah. Let's just finish it off with two quick stories about what people used to do. Abaye Sharlo b'nei Hamdach l'shchufei Nara. He allowed him to go ahead and these people, Abaye let the people live in Bar Hamdach to clear out their river because stuff got all stuck in it. And he let them clean that. Rashi says, La'akra anfei ilonos, the branches that got gedalim sham benar that used to grow there. He let them take it out. Wow, it sounds like Tirchis here. What's going on? Avir meshari l'hu l'bnei schavta l'mich Lemichra Nara Tamima. He led the people to go and dig out this area that also got all stopped up. Rashi says Lefanos Makor Hamayan. And this time it got all closed up. Rav Ashi Sharal Hula Bnei Masa Mechasia. His place. He let them Lakaduchi Nar Bornitz. He let them go ahead and clear out this whole river of Bornitz. Rashi says Lefanos Sirtun. To go and clear it, all the chref that got stuck there. Amar, he said, came into Shasu Mini Rabim, since people go on the Rabim drink from it, then Kirabim, it's kind of like Rabim, like the majority, like it's for the public. But tonight we learned in the Mishnah, Osim Kotzach Rabim, you could do all the Tzorche Rabim. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.